The I want to start with two questions.
Yeah.
Start with two questions to start off this parsha Chayei Sarah. Question number one is, as Rashi points out right at the beginning, we have a juxtaposition between Akedat Yitzchak and between Sarah passing away. Now, ironically enough, Rashi points this out only in Pasuk, toward the end of Pasuk Beis, he points it out. He doesn't say it right away in Pasuk Aleph. He doesn't say it. Right, it says only in Pasuk Beis. But he points it out, he says, Lama Nisvacha, Nisvacha Misa Sarah Akedat Yitzchak, Mishayidei Besuras Akedah. Because when they heard the news of the Akedah, that almost her son was slaughtered as a korban, she heard that and she couldn't take it and she died. Now Rashi usually brings up Smichos Parshos right when the Parsha begins. Over here he waits a Pasuk and the end of the Pasuk in order to tell us that. We'll discuss why that is in a few moments from now. We have a general concept that we know that Shulchei Mitzvah Ein Nizakim. If someone does a mitzvah, that's one way to do a mitzvah, they should be free from damage. And yet, Avram and Yitzhak, who performed the greatest of mitzvahs, okay, that's Yitzhak almost. They did a mitzvah, but they didn't do the actual korban. And yet, as a result of that, they lost their mother, wife, respectively. That sounds like a pretty bad nezek. How do we work that out with the fact that we know Shulchan Mitzvah ain't Yitzhak? Question number two.
Isn't that right?
Okay, we'll get to some answers. And number three, and this over here is maybe the biggest question of all, especially what we know about Avram Avinu. We mentioned last week some questions about him. We have over here, it says that Avram went to lispod the Sarah, to eulogize her, believe Kosa. Believe Kosa is a unique thing about it, and that is a little bitty cuff. And there, the commentary explains why is there a small cuff? Jeffrey?
I mean, because he didn't actually cry over it.
He didn't cry that much.
He was more misameach over it than actually.
He didn't cry so much. The Baal Turim points out, he didn't shed tears so much. After all, she lived a long life, etc., etc. Now, isn't it a little strange? Like, this is his life partner. This Eish HaTorah began with Avram and Sarah, that's how it first began. And they were partners in crime, really, partners against crime. And they were working together to recruit all these people and his partners of the world. Like, I understand she lived with Baruch Hashem 27 years. But this is like his portion of him is missing. Like he's half the man. Everything, you know, everything that he works with is now part of it's missing. It doesn't matter how much you live, you certainly cry. You're right to cry over that significantly. So why are we, number one, again, why is the Smichus Parshos only after the Pasuk? Number two is what happens to our principle of Shulchan Mitzvah Nizak? And number three is why is there a small cuff? That's question number one, category number one. Question number two, maybe a stronger question, which I'll focus a little more time on, is a question that's based on Rabbeinu Yonah, which we'll see later on as we go through Pirkei Avos. It lists the 10 tests of Avram. It says there are 10 tests of Avram. It doesn't tell you in the side of the mission what they were. And most people say the 10th and the pinnacle was Keyas Yitzchak. Rabbeinu Yonah says the 10th and the pinnacle, which the pinnacle goes up in order, was burying of his wife Sarah. Now, Atayadati, says the Pasuk, I know now you are God fearing, you pass the Keyas Yitzchak. How in the world could you beat that test? And by the way, unfortunately, almost always, a spouse buries another spouse. What is the test in that? How is that more than the Akedat Yitzchak test? It's very hard to understand that. That's part number two. We're going to work together on these two possibilities. Again, question number one, within the Akedat Yitzchak, Smichos Parshos, why is second positive? Why only a little bit of crying? And I thought they were safe, even from indirect damage, they should be safe if you do a mitzvah. I don't give the direct, I'm still damaged by it. It's true to the direct, but it still hurts me. Like, why do mitzvah? I mean, hurt in the process of it. Question number two is the idea of this being the final test, possibly according to the Rabbeinu Yonah. The first set of questions are the Siva Shalom. He has much more than this. The Sama Rebbe has much more than this. He has many more questions, but he has an approach I want to take for a few minutes and then get to the second question that we ask. He says that in actuality, there was no correlation between Sarah dying and the Akedat Yitzchak. As a matter of fact, 127 years was her max lifetime. That was the max she was going to live. The Satan, though, the way he works, is he wants to make you do tshuva. Sounds strange. Tshuva is not a good thing only. It's also a bad thing. You can do tshuva about your good deeds. The Rambam brings out Hilchos Tshuva. If you're a toher al rishonos, if you regret doing good deeds, I go and basically my friend's going out to town. I'm not going out of town, so I'm going to learn. and they had the blast and the best time. And they came back for me sober, and they said to me, "We had the best time in town today. You wouldn't believe what we did. It was great. It was so much fun." So it's natural to say, you know, wish I'd gone with you. Meaning, I regret learning for the half hour. I wish I'd gone with you instead. Tshuva, in that case, works. Ki'ilu, you didn't go learn. Tshuva works. You can do tshuva on good deeds also. Tshuva is not only a good thing, it can also be a bad thing. I regret doing the mitzvah, okay, so no mitzvah. I regret doing a vera, also no vera. But also we can go the same way for a mitzvah. The satan realizes, I lost the challenge. Okay, it's like Avram beat me. Ah, I got one last chance. If Avram thinks that his mitzvah he did is what caused his wife to die, this could work for me. Maybe he'll regret it. And therefore, coincidentally only, and that's why Rashi doesn't say it right away, because it's not really true. Only the second pasuk, not right away, because it's not really true. There was a smichus parshas because it happened contiguous to each other. It happened right after each other, but it was not as a cause of it. She heard it and she died. Said to Shalom, she would die anyways. But now Avram thinks, oh my God, and that should have been Zach, and it's true still. It wasn't a result of this at all, it was just coincidence. So now Avram thinks, oh my gosh, I killed my wife. You can imagine, he said, I wish I had never done this. And then it would be over. And he would have done it. Like it never happened. But instead, when he cried, it's a small cuff. It's not the cuff of a man who thinks he killed his wife. That would be a big cuff. He recognized, this is not what God had in mind. I am sure and certain that it wasn't me. As much as it feels bad, and I'm in pain over this loss, I'm not going to have a cuff, a cry, like a man who just was responsible for his wife's death. But having a cuff of a man who sees his wife's work in fruition, who's so proud of life that's went together, who sees the generations that will come from them, Yitzhak and further, I cry like that man. And that's why the doctors say that it was a smaller cuff, because it was not, says in the Sefer Shalom, it was not a cuff of a man who felt that the loss was responsible because of him. That being said, we say every day in Maariv this tefillah. We say Maariv in Hashkivenu, we say Haser Satan Milafneinu Miachred. What does that mean? Literally, Haser means to remove. Remove the Satan from before me and from behind me. What does that mean, before me and behind me? It means before I do an action, the Satan fights me on it. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And I beat him. He's not done yet. And then after I do it, he wants me to regret it. And he tries to make me find a way to regret my deed. My friends had a great time, better than I did on the basement. I just had a great time in town. Do I regret it? If I do, they're allowed to do and a good deed also. So we daven to Hashem every day. Help me both before I do an action, and also after I've done it already, to make sure I don't regret that which I've done. We daven to Hashem every day, Mark, every day. Help me that I don't regret my behaviors. Help me do a good deed. I'm proud of what I've done. I don't feel bad about it later on. Now, that being said, let's answer the harder question maybe there is to ask. How in the world could this be the last test? So I will give you a mashal. This morning I looked up in the car, I looked on my BlackBerry. It was a man, player for the New York Giants, who had probably the best catch, maybe in history of the Super Bowl, maybe in history of the NFL, David Tyree, who caught that year 4 passes, 35 yards the entire year. Right? Entire year. But he had the catch, the best catch, maybe ever in the Super Bowl history, and forever he'll be going down in lore and fame as the man who played a vital, if not the most important role in winning the Super Bowl for the New York Giants against the undefeated at that time New England Patriots. The catch. Now, from that day forward, he never caught a ball again, ever. First he was injured, next year, and then he got cut. They cut him. Giants cut him, but of course he came back and he signed a one-day contract to retire as a Giant. In a moment, if you have a situation when there's one moment in time, and you have to be strong, you have to be chazak, you have to fight yourself and succeed momentarily, people can do it. As a matter of fact, unfortunately in our history, we've had many times when we had to sacrifice momentarily and we had to give up a lot. And people who were not so God-fearing in their life, in their death, were very God-fearing for the moment. That's something that's nope, I don't wish on my worst enemy a test like that. Okay, this is it, or God forbid something along those lines. But it's a moment, and if you pass the moment, that's it. In history, you always go down as someone who passed the moment. That's not as hard as living every day, mundane activities, and passing that test every day. It's much harder to not rise to the occasion, but to give your all every single play, Not a one-time Super Bowl fourth down when it mattered, you caught it on your head, hand down, amazing. But if every play, you give everything you have, that's a much more telling statement about who you are. Do you know why Randy Moss is not a good teammate? Besides the fact that he's a little bit of a nibble. Besides that fact, many people are nibble, many people are not great people, and they're still good teammates. It's because Randy Moss does not give his all every play. On any running play, you watch him. He does not do anything. He takes a few steps, and that's it. They compete him all the time for this. He doesn't. When it's a play calling to him, he gives 100% effort. Because not a team, he doesn't give effort. A person who's great is someone who, in their daily basic activities, gives everything they have. Morning Minion, that's a bigger test than the KSC itself. Do you know why? Because every single day you have to do it. And by the way, for all your lives, you have to do it. And if you're able to take a test like that and fight, knowing every day, mundane, davening, same words, and I fight it, and I work, and I try, and I try, and I try, that's much better, much greater if it's just in quarter video, and maybe, than even a case it's a little bit. Based on, I'll tell you one more chiddush, and then we'll stop. We say every day in Shema, more than one time a day, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol mevdecha. Says Rashi in the spot, the Medrash says, B'chol levavcha means you serve Hashem with all your leave, with two bets, levavcha, two bets, it means Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara, both of them. Serve Hashem with all of your leave, Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. That's a level. B'chol nashcha, if it means giving up your life, you do it. Again, Nebuch, we had too many times in history, we had to actually prove that point. You do it, you serve Hashem that way. Someone says, you convert or I'll kill you. So you say goodbye to your family and you say Vidu and you die. That's what Rashi says, that's what you have to do. What is one of the big three you die for? And that's going up in levels of commitment to God. But the last one is such a strange level. B'chol mevdecha means even with your money. You serve Hashem with your money. That's much easier than with your life, isn't it? The answer is yes and no. It's much easier. But it requires you to not die for God, but to live for God. To die for God requires you to be a man one time. I'm not belittling it. Chas v'shalom. That is a test that I don't wish upon anybody. That is not as hard of a test as everyday mundane activities living for Hashem. That's a different test entirely. But we think we'll wait for the occasion to come up. There's no waiting. Every morning you're met with that occasion. Every morning. Your alarm goes off. You're exhausted. You tried yesterday. Maybe you went yesterday. Maybe you didn't go yesterday. I know I can always get tomorrow. This is the test, Rabbi Yehuda says, that you have to face. Avram's hardest test. Basic mundane activities that everyone has to do. You have to grapple and fight with a neighbor to bury your wife. You deserve better than that. You have to argue and haggle. But it's part of our daily lives that we go through that are not the one-time moments, but these are everyday events that happen to everyone. That is the hardest test that we face. Is waiting for that first thing to come our way, first thing in the morning. Do I get up or not? That's a Kiyas Yitzchak. That's beyond a Kiyas Yitzchak. It's a challenge we face on a daily basis, which we zocha to recognize that tests are not only things that we don't wish upon our worst enemy, the things that we encounter every single day of our lives. I want the Lashon Hara. That's it. This is your Kiyas Yitzchak right now. This is it. This is a daily challenge that we face, which we zocha to see these as challenges, and to be able to rise like David Tyree to the occasion, even in the most mundane of activities. Have a good Shabbos.
Yeah, I'm living in